Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! And we are back. It's that time of the year when it's Woo Sesh time. And I thought I would bring in Brian Richard. Oh, he's everybody behind the scenes, including the front of the scenes as well. So he's just a jack of all trades and has been putting this on for some time. Welcome, Brian.
Why, thank you very much, Bob. It is a joy to be here on what I consider to be the greatest, if not the only, outlet for WooCommerce.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kudos to you for building such a huge, I guess, media arm with all of the hosts and all of the different shows. It's fantastic. Hard to keep up with at times, in fact, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, it is. I know we were just struggling with time zones, and that's another thing that comes with the territory.
Yeah, time zones are a constant struggle.
Yeah. So, Woo Sesh coming the 29th and 30th of this month. And why don't you give an intro? Because maybe there are some people that don't know what Woo Sesh is, that maybe a tiny bit of history and what it's all about.
Yeah, I would love to. So Woo Sesh is the flagship virtual conference for people who work with WooCommerce. So whether you're a WooCommerce store owner, or you're an agency or an independent who is building stores for others, or you are an in-house dev working on a WooCommerce store, this is the event for you. I imagine there is a 100% overlap of people who are listening to this podcast episode or anything from Do the Woo and people who would want to be in attendance at Woo Sesh. It is a 100% virtual and free to attend event. So officially, it's live October 29th and 30th of this year, October 2024. It's always in October. And every session is recorded. And if you miss out on the live broadcast, which is quite likely if you are outside of the time zone that is convenient and conducive to me hosting it here in the US, you could very well be sleeping. You can watch the recordings afterwards for a full week before they become member-only videos on wpsessions.com. And the broadcast this year is going to be from noon to 5 Eastern time, which is 4 hours behind UTC. Conveniently, the website, if you go to woosesh.com, all of the schedule, all of the times, all of the dates are translated to your local time zone. So there's zero confusion about when things are happening. And it's been running, I believe this is the 8th installment. And it's been a ton of fun to host every year. Each year we open up with a keynote from the WooCommerce team who get to share sort of what's happened over the last year and where WooCommerce is heading in the year ahead. Frequently, they announce or reveal a fun surprise, which I love. I'm just as surprised as everybody else when they do that and hearing what they have to share. And then I try to seek out interesting voices and interesting case studies and projects from all around the globe as people show off novel ways of putting WooCommerce to work or impressive things that they've made. And this year, which we'll get into as we talk about the schedule, there's no shortage of that. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening all the time.
So 8 years, wow, time flies. And I just expect it come October. So very cool. And let's touch a bit on the schedule because I was looking at everybody on here and I think I know, not everybody, but I know a good amount of them. Is there any underlying theme? Or can you even really encapsulate that?
I can. I had a very loose but distinct theme for this year, and that was exceptional customer experience, which sounds like it's very narrowly focused. But as you start to unpack it, like, well, that can touch literally every aspect from store owners talking about how they deliver customer experience to the people who are shopping on their store to product managers talking about how they deliver a better customer experience to the people who are buying their products to make their WooCommerce stores better. And customer experience, exceptional customer experience, happens across a variety of places, from how secure is your site? How well do you protect your customers' information? How well do you respect their privacy? Do you have any delightful experiences along the way to how, animations and things like that, or improvements to the checkout flow and UI choices, user experience choices, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting when you take a topic like that, and like you said, it seems narrow, but it's really broad when you start looking at all these different other pieces and how you can extract that. This piece may have, like you were talking about, visuals, graphic animations, or whatever. That alone, you'd think, oh, what does that have to do with customer experience? Well, it has a lot to do with customer experience. And now that you've said that, I'm going to go back through and look at them, because it totally makes sense. Very cool.
Yeah.
So there is 2 days packed with that. Now, what happens at the end of each day? Is there something that happens at the end of each day? I just have to do it.
As a matter of fact, there is. Each day concludes with a live Do the Woo broadcast as we recap all of the sessions and things that unfolded each day. And often on day one, a lot of the focus is on whatever the Woo team happened to announce in their State of the Woo keynote, but also the other talks. We will occasionally invite speakers to come and join us. And then on day two, we're recapping, everything that happened in day two and the whole event itself, but also announcing the winners of the SESHI Awards, which are the community-driven awards that kicked off last year that I've been wanting to do the whole time. And it took me 6 full years to convince myself, like, no, it's okay. I have the authority to run these, not because I am saying who the winner, but because I can congregate enough people to provide attention to both nominate and then vote on who should be the winner. In fact, for those of you listening, nominations close let me look at my calendar, make sure I quote the right date. Nominations close on Monday, October 21st, and that's when we switch over to voting, and we'll vote on the top nominees in each category through October 29th, so through day one of WooSesh, so that on day two of WooSesh, we can announce who is the best store, the best extension, the best developer, the best agency, and the most innovative use of WooCommerce.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There were so many cool submissions last year. It was unreal. Like, I learned that Chia Pets, also makers of Pet Rock, also now the head of the Clapper, for anybody who remembers that device from the late 80s, early 90s, all part of the same company. Chia's website runs on WooCommerce. And I learned that courtesy of the SESHI Awards last year. On the Chia website, if you just go to chia.com and then you remain inactive for, I think it was like a minute or so, chia seeds and plants, they start growing across the entire website, and the whole website is covered in chia. There's some other animated elements to it that I don't want to spoil. I hope it's still there. It was very fun.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to go there. Yeah. And, so I would encourage everyone, keep your eyes open, get on there, and I'll put those dates also in the show notes for everybody has them in the link. But his site is very easy to navigate. You pretty much get there, get on the homepage, and you can find all the things you need to either know or click through. There's no trouble finding what you need when visiting woosesh.com. So cool. All righty. Well, I'm just looking at the site here. Who is doing the State of the Woo this year?
This year, Bo Lebenz and Tamara Neeson are going to be our two speakers. Paul was on board, but he has been on sabbatical, and his schedule has been just wild for the last several weeks. So we all agreed that maybe it would be best if he doesn't also have to immediately jump in to delivering this great big keynote. this year. So he'll be hanging out.
Yeah. Bo, we've recorded a podcast recently with him talking about the roadmap and some of the stuff. And it might be interesting because some of the things when that comes out, which I'm hopefully that will be before Woo Sesh, if you listen to it, I think maybe he'll elaborate or even get into a few more exciting things at Woo Sesh. So this can be a lead up and then listen in to the special announcements or the surprises, like you said. So what about these sponsors? You got to always have sponsors. I mean, this is why it's free, you know, and I know you put a lot of time and sweat and tears and everything into this event yourself. And you have, I see, looks like 8 sponsors. So I think it's important for people to know who is behind this and making this possible.
Yeah, I am so grateful for every sponsor who agrees to work with me. I've been running this event for 8 years. I've been running Word Sesh for a bit longer. And they would be impossible without the financial support of all of the generous sponsors who, ostensibly, it's good marketing for them. But I know as an event organizer, I know as a person who's worked for teams that have sponsored events, there's very rarely traceable ROI from being an event sponsor. This is largely because they believe in the event. They want to support the community and make sure that things like this happen. And so we are frequently the beneficiaries of this. And so this year we've got Bluehost and Yoast and Big Scoots and Mindsize and Metric and Patchstack and Weglot and WP Sessions and perhaps a couple more that will land between now and the event. And I appreciate every last one of them because it takes a lot of time and costs, therefore, a lot of money to put together an event of this size, of any size, really. And they are amazing. They're all amazing to work with. And case in point, frequently I'll invite them to speak separate from them sponsoring because they bring really great stuff to the table because they get to see things that the rest of us necessarily don't, especially web hosts who have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of sites that move through their purview. And so a lot of the most interesting case studies that I've been able to host have been thanks to sponsors stepping in and being like, oh, hey, we have a relationship with this company. Would you be interested in hearing about that? To which I say, of course I would. Can we actually make that happen? That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. I like to tell the story because people constantly ask me, like, what kind of talk should I present at something like this? Because I try to make, when I put out my call for speakers, I want to invite as many different voices as possible, including people who don't have experience presenting, but have an interesting story to tell. And people are always on that side, and even on the sponsor side, like, what's a good kind of talk to deliver? And I say case studies are universally well-liked. Specific tutorials, actionable advice that you can give people always goes over well. And the two highest rated talks that I've hosted, both came from Jilt back when they were still a thing. For anyone not in the know, Jilt was an email marketing platform. They started out as cart abandonment and then moved into full customer lifecycle emails before they were acquired and folded into something else. And they had 2 15-minute lightning talks. The first one was the 9 emails every store owner needs to send. And the second one was focusing on one of those emails, the order confirmation email, and using that as an opportunity to say thank you and welcome new customers and build a better relationship with them. And so here's all of the things that need to go into that email for it to be successful, for it to be effective, to deliver a good customer experience. Honestly, both of those talks would fit really well in this year's schedule. Those were talks from a sponsor. I put so much work into curating the schedule and finding and attracting the right speakers and coaching with them and getting the right talks. And then Jilt rolls up completely uncoached and delivers 2 of the best talks that I've ever hosted, which on the one hand, great for them. And I'm super happy for that. But on the other hand, I'm like, dang it. I put all this time into building a schedule and you as a sponsor roll up and just blow it out of the water with some phenomenal talks. Dang.
Yeah. You never know, do you? You try to curate certain ideas, but then something will just come along that, oh, maybe that's the thing to do. And that ends up being just amazing, where you hadn't planned it or you hadn't anticipated any of it. So that is great to hear. And so, yeah, October 29th and 30th. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yes. So for anyone who registers this week, first of all, I would encourage you to register as soon as possible. And the people who register this week, on registration, I have all optional questions. Like, the only thing that you need to put into the registration field is your email address. Everything else, I believe, except for checking the box to say I abide by the community code of conduct and, you know, terms of service, et cetera. Everything else is optional. The second half, there are like 6 or 7, maybe 8 questions at this point, are all about how you're using WooCommerce. And they get rather personal, like, what's the average order volume in terms of orders, in terms of dollar amount, and things like that. I want to assure people those are on there so that our speakers can better tailor their talks to the people who are actually in the audience. So if you'd like to come to WooSesh, it's in your best interest to register as early as possible, at least this week, while your registration still has the opportunity to influence the speakers as they prepare and finalize their talks, and to take the time to fill those in truthfully. It's all anonymized data. I just use it to put together a pie chart, basically, or a bar graph, depending on the question, to tell speakers, hey, this is generally who's in the audience, right? If we've got a ton of people who have fewer than 100 orders per month, it would be in the speaker's best interest to tailor what they're saying to people who are doing low volume to help encourage and empower them to, right, increase that. As opposed to if you're at the high end, and we have tons of people who are doing, you know, tens of thousands of orders a month, which would be amazing, good for all of us, right? The kinds of things that you're saying and putting into your presentation are different. So while every registration field is optional, I would encourage you to fill them in because it allows us to put together a better event to better meet and serve you, the attendee, which is honestly the entire reason this whole thing happens. And it is an honor and privilege to be able to be in a position where I can curate things like this to that effect. I love being able to do it. And so for all of you who have been attending WooSesh throughout the years, thank you for being there. Thank you for helping promote it. And I hope that you get as much out of these events as I put into it. Otherwise, it's a colossal waste of time. But so far, feedback has suggested otherwise and that it's been tremendously helpful. And I love hearing that.
Yeah, very cool. That would be a real advantage to have some of that data in front of you to actually address things that people want to know.
Yeah, I put it on there because speakers were asking, like, so what's the average order volume? I'm like, that's a really good question. You'd think that years into this, I would have even the slightest idea, and I don't. And so I finally made it part. I had done surveys, so I could like vaguely hand wavy say like, well, I think it's kind of here. Last year, I made it part of the registration form. And man, did that make a huge difference. Because I could say to all of the speakers last year, hey, here's who's going to be in the audience this year. And I can say to all of the speakers this year, as they're applying, hey, here's the makeup of the audience last year. And we'll see if it tracks this year or if we need to shift. So yeah, I agree. As a speaker myself at many different events, it would have been so helpful to know in advance who's going to be in the room so I could really dial in what I was saying instead of having to hedge and be like, all right, well, if you're at this stage, you might want to do this. If you're at this other stage, maybe you need to consider things this way, which is still useful, but you can really go in deeper on what the actual audience wants to hear if you're prepared in advance. So I love being able to do that now.
Cool. One last thing. So you said everybody can register for free. You have a whole week afterwards, which is nice because if you're not able to make it, and like you said, if it's not in your time zone or convenient, you can listen to it. And then the recordings are available. So tell us, where do those little recordings go exactly?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I'm so bad at actually pitching and promoting myself 11 years in. So I run wpsessions.com as my normal thing. WooSesh and then WordSesh are my two conferences that were born out of that. And so all of the recordings from all of these events go to live in that library on wpsessions.com. It is a members only site because it costs a lot of time and money to do all of these things. And so in addition to the sponsors who help offset the cost, the paid members at WP Sessions also make it possible for me to do all of this. So thank you to all of you who are paid members. And in addition to all of this year's talks, all of every past year is also there. I think at this point in time, we have around 400 presentations in the library that touch on a variety of things related to WooCommerce, but also WordPress, whether it's people who want to build their first plugin or they want to deliver better client experiences or better customer experiences. In fact, I just published, I think, 5 new-ish courses on mastering WooCommerce for members. I say new-ish because I had recorded them for a private audience previously and gained the ability finally to put them in the training library for everybody. And those cover the basics of working with WooCommerce, from creating a product and configuring your store to really deep advanced developer topics of creating your own payment gateways, understanding the lower level code that makes WooCommerce work, from CRUD operations and the API and et cetera, so that you can really, really do some special stuff with sites. So that's also in there, in addition to all of the recordings that are going to come from this year's event. So if you'd like to support this in an ongoing fashion, if you'd like to have permanent access to all of these recordings and all of the past recordings, you can become a WP Sessions member at wpsessions.com.
All right. Well, there you have it. I'll just mention our 4 hosts that will be doing the recap. The first day, it's Courtney Robertson and Jonathan Wold. And then the second day, it's Marcus Burnett and Robbie Adair. So you've heard them on the other shows, and they like to have a good time, laugh, get some good questions out there, and have a great conversation. And Brian, I want to thank you, and again, asking us to be a community partner. We really enjoy that, and I love being able to get the word out, and we'll get this out, and we'll be pushing it out, and getting everybody sign up, because I don't see why our audience wouldn't sign up. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. So thank you very much for inviting me. And I indeed hope to see all of you listeners at the event. Make sure to drop into Slack and say hi after you register.
All right. Thank you, everyone. And we will see you at WooSesh.